Echoing through a palace hallway where Saddam Hussein once walked, voices of harmony from U.S. servicemen. This is the Hardcore Chorale, Core, spelled C-O-R-P-S. They're an ensemble of about 30 servicemen from almost every branch of the military. They've been performing in and around Baghdad over the past year, including under the rotunda of Saddam's Al-Fall Palace. The chorale was formed by Major Jim Haas, who's a Marine reservist from Minneapolis. We called Major Haas at Camp Victory just outside of Baghdad. He told us he got the idea for the group shortly after he volunteered to go to Iraq.
I looked up on the internet where I was going to be going, and I saw pictures of this huge palace where they told me I'd be working. And it looked like a cathedral with tall ceilings and archways and pillars. And I thought, what an interesting experience it would be if we could get a bunch of guys together and do some singing. One Sunday morning, I just stood up in a chapel during worship and made an announcement. I said, I'm looking for a few good men that would like to sing. And I was overwhelmed. We had about 19 men sign up and show up for rehearsal next week.
How did they sound?
We were so hopeless that first night, but we all hung together, and there was a nucleus of talent and just a really overwhelming desire on the part of the guys to create something beautiful here.
Do you always sing in the palace, or do you go out and do other events?
We prefer to sing at special occasions in the palace. Probably one of the most significant was the Marine Corps birthday ball that was done on the 10th of November. What was particularly significant here was that the Battle of Fallujah was going on as we sang, about 35 miles away in Fallujah. And so it was a very special evening.
I have some letters from men remembering their time in the chorale. One of them looks back at singing Christmas carols, and I'm quoting him, he says, I remember we all kind of looked at each other but kept right on singing even with the sounds of explosions getting louder. That happens then, I take it.
It does. You do hear explosions outside, but sometimes it's hard to tell if it's just outgoing artillery or if it's something incoming, but I do remember the windows shaking pretty hard, but we all just sort of kept on singing.
What are you going to be doing on Christmas Eve?
Christmas Eve and Christmas Day are going to be very special. And that will probably be the last time we sing together.
Because?
Well, many of us are heading home.
That's wonderful. Except sad, too, in a way.
It is sad, too. We've just had some very fine fellowship between the men in this group, and it's just a special common denominator that brings us together. People that probably wouldn't have crossed paths, but were brought together because they loved to sing and they wanted to make something special.
We'd like to wish you all just a Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you very much.
I'm sure you're going to make Christmas Eve just sound just beautiful for everyone there. Thank you again.
Thank you very much. All right, bye, Renee.
Marine Major Jim Haas directs the Hardcore Chorale. He spoke to us from Camp Victory near Baghdad.